The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Go loud.
Welcome to Home with Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark for Pennies. And Pennies got you covered this season. Whether you're searching for the perfect jumper for family dinner or glitz and sparkle for a glam night out, they've got you covered with sparkly two pieces, must-have dresses, footwear and accessories to match all occasions. They also have the Rita Ora collection, which features luxe fabric, satin finishes, lace, fur, colour of the season, which is burgundy. Love. Head to Pennies today to discover your winter wardrobe essentials.
Pennies PJs right now, it's killing the game. I've never seen them so good.
My stash of Pennies PJs over this season has been 10-10.
Oh, they're so cold.
Stunning.
They I got all those, got matching ones.
I got the pink, it's a velour, and I don't like that, the shorts.
Pink.
Bright pink, so cozy.
Is it the hot pink or baby?
Kind of like a mix. Really nice.
I got the beigey ones of them.
Yeah.
Pink.
I just can't stop wearing tartan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, so good.
So,
and then we all got matching pajamas in.
We did.
And slippers.
Slippers.
Mm-hmm. And I love them. They're lovely in color.
They have the nicest bits ever in at the minute.
Rant of the week, we get to give out about something that's happened to us. It could be ridiculous. Could be, there's so many things could be between.
Yeah.
And it's usually a first world problem as well. But yeah. Mine is not really a rant as such, but it's this. I need people to tell me, is this lady a troll or is she just... You know, some people are really out straight, like...
Yeah.
This is my first time hearing this as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you haven't heard any of this. Yeah,
so this is this lady. She's, from what I can tell, it's a real page.
Okay.
So, she said to me, the first message was, so much prettier without makeup.
I hate that when someone says that.
It's like, that
was
fine.
I didn't think that was bad.
Okay.
I think that's nice, but
I
also...
I just think, just don't say it, like, away.
Yeah, it's kind of... Is it a backhand?
Yeah.
I think people mean it well. So, I was like, right, that's grand. Don't think I've seen that. And then I asked something about a baby passport or a birth cert for Raya. Something like that. And she said, no, my husband works in the airport. That was grand. That was nice. Then I had in my septum piercing. Remember the fake one I had?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, bullhorn, no. Mm. Then skip fast forward to when I was in Australia, I had the clipping pony in.
Okay.
She said, your short hair is way nicer. I said, thank you. This is just a clipping. And she said, enjoy your break, ex, grand. Then I got bitten by the leech. Remember Australia?
Oh, shit, yeah. They were
She said, leech bite can be very dangerous. I said, oh my God, she told us they weren't because your one was like, they're grand. Just spray a bit of tea tree on it. And she said, yep, I got bit in Turkey. End up on chemotherapy.
What? From a leech?
I don't know. Then I felt sick a few weeks later. I said, it's jet lag. And she said, pregnant, not jet lag. Prengant, she said, pregnant. And I said...
I love that you're calling out her spelling mistake.
Prengant.
Prengant.
And I said, nope, defo not. I was like, I haven't seen Dano in about a month, so like, no.
Yeah.
Then I said I looked like Dora, and she said, you look very like Dora now that you say it. And I said, I just was sending laughing faces back. And then she said, your makeup is so shiny. I said, oh, thank you. And then she said something, but she must have deleted it because I just said no. And two explanation marks, she said, didn't mean to be rude. Denim shorts would be amazing, but they remind me of granny pants. Sorry, but in your body is incredible. So sees why she's nice and then not nice at the
same time. Yeah. Is she waiting for a reply off you, maybe?
I don't know. And then I felt sick and said, get well soon, maybe COVID. And then she asked me, I had a hair extension. She says, is that a wig or hair extensions? Then she said, oh, she replied to Dano saying hot. Okay. And then
she's trying to get on to Dano.
And then I put a question box up about just questions, and someone asked, I'm trying to build self-confidence in 2024, any tips? But she thought I was asking for self-confidence tips, even though it was a question box.
Oh, fuck.
So what she said, you obviously have loads of confidence to wear so little clothes all the time. Don't mean it in a bad way, but someone who isn't confident wouldn't dare. I said, when did I say I am not confident? She said, you said you want tips to build it. I said, someone just asked me that and I gave my tips. And she goes, oh, okay, I appreciate.
I appreciate,
but no need to be so smart about it. Very rude. I was just asking, as I know, I wouldn't be stripping, as I wouldn't have self-confidence.
Stripping?
With my body. I just meant you obviously love your body. I said, stripping, laughing face, crying face. How am I being smart by explaining? I mean, I was explaining to her that the question box I put up, that's not me asking that. Yeah. Someone asked me that in the question, because some people might not know. Like, she goes, well, you're practically naked, showing off your boobs. Off in every photo, you're just a rude, rude human. My friends were right, unfollow you. I said, there's nothing rude about this conversation other than you. I've always been polite, even to your backhanded messages, so unfollow all you want. And she did. And she blocked me.
My friends were right, rude, rude human.
I've literally sent her love hearts and like really polite replies when she's literally sliding back off me.
She was looking for an argument.
Your makeup's so shiny. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Like
love hearts.
Ah, she was looking for an argument off you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I was just not.
She was looking
her
for something to send into her group chat or something to be like, oh look.
But I was just explaining to her the question box of like,
it wasn't you looking.
And then
for
I was I laughed at her saying stripping. I said stripping. I was like the crying face and then laughing face. And then she said, rude, rude human. Anyway, it's my rant of the week.
You should put that in your Instagram bio. Rude, rude human.
Yeah.
Rude, human.
Rude, unfollow everyone. Like,
what?
Yeah. People, I don't know. Maybe she's just, I don't know if she's a troll or if she just is a really out straight person. Like, you know, who just says what they think. Some people just don't have a filter, but it doesn't make it okay.
I think she gets her eyes out of you even replying to her. Like,
do you reckon?
Yeah.
I always.
She was getting a bit of a trail off that. Like.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah, Shelley's thinking, I'm making friends. Everyone's like, rude, rude human.
My friends are right, unfollow. Cool. Huh?
Cool.
I say your friends are raging that you're so mean.
Your friends hate you. What the fuck?
Yeah.
She blocked you.
She blocked me.
What?
Unfollow.
As if you were always texting her.
Honestly.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something. The ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
No.
Anyway, that's my rant of the week.
Anyway.
People are I don't think I told this on it. The story of that someone made up on my TikTok of saying that me and my mom were on her friend's flight.
Yes.
And that we were rolling our eyes every time their friend had to get up to go to the toilet. I haven't flown with my mom since, well, actually, for the funeral I did just yesterday or sorry, 3 days ago, but before that had been a year, first of all. Second of all, I always sit at the window, so no one's ever getting up past me to go to the toilet, because yeah. I'm getting everyone up every 2 seconds to go to the toilet. So it's just fake. I'm like, how? But it was so detailed. The story was so detailed. So like, it was like, well then, don't, if you're going to sit there, like don't roll your eyes when people are getting up. I never have. I never did. I have to get up that much. I would never roll my eyes at someone who needs to pee. So like, but it was so detailed that someone reading that could be like, oh my God, she's a bitch.
That's the danger of like...
Danger of the, yeah. of free speech sometimes. Yeah. Like sometimes it's not that. Real speech, even no. though it's free. Like, and people do believe things they read.
It's the danger of all those threads and all those places that people can just go make up an absolute bullshit story and a certain amount of people can believe it.
Yeah.
Like,
I think actually in a nice way, it's for me in our job, it's made me be more like, have a mind of my own. Because when I read something or like a comment or like... I'll be like, I'll judge them for myself.
Yeah.
Like, do you know, it makes you realize, because we've seen shit about ourselves that we're like, what the fuck?
You're not and jumping on a bandwagon.
Yeah, I hope people would give us that grace. So for everyone, even people aren't. And then like, you know, when you hear a friend saying something about someone, like I always will still, unless they've done something bad on them, but like, if they just don't like them or something, like I'd still give them the benefit of the doubt.
Don't just hate them because someone else hates
no,
them.
No, or like, believe something that you hear from someone, a friend I probably would believe.
Yeah.
You're more likely to, you know, but like, yeah, it's just, it's a good thing in a way, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful of fucking online because people lie.
That's just mental.
Yeah.
My rant of the week is just the ice. I'm just sick of it.
No, I was skidding. These things have no grip.
None.
Oh Jesus, my God. I was like literally nearly went on my back.
Yeah, just the ice. I had to do a brake test the other day in my car.
My dad always does that. Yeah. I'm like, why are you testing?
Well, I'm skidding when I am braking. So I'm like,
So scary the sound, isn't it? Like,
yeah. And your car just keeps moving.
Yeah. And you don't want it to move.
Yeah, the ice.
It needs to go away.
No, yeah, I'm sure bored
by now. It's gone.
Sorry, some places up, well, actually, it was up
minus
north,
8 or something, was it?
In England, we're going to like minus 15 or something, like something mental.
It's like colder than Lapland. Like,
yeah. So I'm just ranting about the ice. I just have a constant fear of slipping.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like baiting around without fear.
Just being like being able to walk. And like,
I can't believe you like this time of year, Bert, in summer.
I love winter.
No. How? Like,
I'm cold.
No, I'm cold.
Sick all the time, but I'm cold.
I'm cold, pale, dry skin is reefing. Everything's bad. Oh, sorry, as I say in the last episode, I want to be so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is bad.
I think I love them both equally. I have pros and cons of both.
Yeah.
Will I say that?
Yeah.
Pros and cons of both. But yeah, I'm just ranting about the ice. I'm just bored of it now. Yeah,
too much.
My car is iced. Like, nothing's working. People go frantic with this kind of weather.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm giving out about.
They do go insane. If you rant as well and you want to send it in, or you agree with us or you don't, or you have... troll that's texting you or ice in your house, then let us know.
If this girl is your friend, let us know.
Yeah, please. If you are her, I'm gonna get fucking...
Oh
no, they can't, because I didn't name it. No, you can't. Can you?
Nah.
Okay, good. If you agree with our rants again, you can send it into holdmydrink@golownow.com if you want to send yours in, get some off your chest. Next up, we're doing If I Was You. We get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence and gives maybes or ifs, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. So these are all sent into our email address, which is holdmydrink@golownow.com. And it's the only way we take in suggestions for the segment, not through DMs, and it's always kept anonymous as well. Mm-hmm. So this is, I'm in a bit of a predicament. I wanted to go to Australia from as long as I can remember, but the past year, some of my family members have gone as well as a few friends. So it's made me want to go even more. I've been with my boyfriend for nearly 4 years and he's my angel boy. I love him and my whole heart, with my whole heart, but I'm having doubts. I've been asking him for a year now about going to Australia and I'm getting nowhere with him. In the first year or two of our relationship, he really hurt me by liking loads of girls' photos on Instagram, and I found out he was looking at a girl's OnlyFans. We got past it and moved on, and he hasn't done anything since that I know of. I'm having doubts about staying here with him, where I want to move on with my life. I don't really want to sit around for a man that has hurt me. Please help a girl out. He's mentally and physically eating me alive.
Go to Australia.
Yeah.
If you're having doubts, that's your body and your mind and your gut already telling you, like...
I don't think necessarily break up with him, though. Do you? He said he's an angel. I'm conflicted because he said he's an angel boy, but then he done that thing, them things.
So he's an angel now, but he was an arsehole.
It was the first year too, oh God, of our relationship. So
I think go. Tell him how serious you are about going and just be like, okay, well, if it's not your cup of tea to go to Australia, that's fine. We can transfer long distance. I really want to go, like... Why should you have to put your life on hold for him?
No.
He's making he's not caring about your decision of wanting to go.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying like, no, I want to stay here. Grand. Okay, well then you make your decision of going.
Yeah.
And saying, okay, you can stay then.
You need to have your own life in mind. And
absolutely not.
You're not just one person because you're together. You're still your own person. And I think as well, I actually know a guy that, you don't get people you meet on holidays once you have an Instagram. Well, basically, I've I haven't seen him in years, but he was with, I don't know if he's still with her, but they were together and he was living in England and she was Australia.
Wow.
So like she went traveling there. She didn't live, she was not from there.
Yeah.
So for a year they didn't see each other.
Like if it's something that's on your bucket list and you want to do it, like
what's a year of life?
Yeah.
Really? How quick did it go?
Yeah.
And like after that, if you really miss him or like at least you've ticked it off your rocks, like you might need to come to some kind of, for your own sake, not for him. If you like really miss him, like, oh my God, I can't do this without him. Like, you might need to make a little compromise for yourself.
Yeah.
Be like, right, I'm happy I've done my year, whatever. Or else I can stay and be like sad and miss him.
Mm.
But like by then, you probably, either you won't miss him or like you'll have had enough or like whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, you'll know.
I think really try if you want, obviously,
mm-hmm.
to get him to go with you. Tell him like,
yes,
go.
Yeah.
We will chance it. We'll see how, like, fucking you could end up going. You could end up going and hating it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. Yeah. I think both of you having an open mindset about it and really try and say, come here, if it's really not for you, we can sit down and discuss it and see, like, right, will we go home? Will we go somewhere else? Will we?
Yeah.
Like, it's a once in a lifetime thing to do. I really think anybody who has the availability to be able to go and travel and go somewhere else, do it.
Yeah.
Even if it's for a short few weeks or whatever, like, go and you will never regret not going.
Yeah.
Is that it? You will never regret going.
Yeah.
You will regret not going.
Yeah. Like, if you break up with him and you go and you're like, oh God, I really regret that, and you come back and he doesn't want to be with you anymore, like, that's also meant to be. Like, everything, every outcome of this is good. Well, good. If he can't stay with you, or if he breaks up with you over that, then it's like, did you want to be with someone like that?
Yeah, you want to support your partner and everything
yeah.
you want to do. Like,
yeah. Because again, I think when people leave and they're together, like, I think you should at least try to do long distance. I don't think you can say, oh, fuck that, then see you later.
See you. Good luck. I'm on a flight.
I think if they're voting it together, but obviously she's having doubts, it's different anyway.
Yeah.
But I think in a normal couple, like, who's not, they should definitely try. I don't think it's a thing where you just throw away. So,
no.
I think if you never know, you'll never try, you'll never know.
Yep.
So do it, girl.
Do it.
You can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into homodrink@goloudloud.com. Thank you so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode. And don't forget to check out the collection of winter essentials and all your New Year's gifts as well. Available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store right now. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you. That's us. Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.